Welcome to the Forward Church Podcast. We're so glad you joined us today. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date with our latest episodes. Now let's get ready to dive into today's message. We know you'll be blessed.
Come on, somebody, stand to your feet and give our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, come on. Give Him some praise in the house today. I think He's worthy of the best that we can give. Come on. The tomb is empty. He bled, He died, but on the third day, come on, He rose again. The same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you and me. How many of y'all know we got resurrection power flowing through our veins today? God is good. Man, this is a good-looking crowd today. Look at your neighbor and say, you look good, but not as good as me. How many of y'all know that the cross of Jesus has power? The blood of Jesus still has power today. We've been singing about, I plead the blood. I want you to understand something today, that we had an early service at 8 o'clock. We've got another service at 11. I get a little emotional on Easter, and I'm glad that I've got one service already under my belt this morning, because I could hardly, man, just overwhelming emotions when you think about all that Jesus went through, all that He endured. How amazing of a God we serve. Our God is amazing. The Word of God says it this way, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to the Word of God. Just one main verse of Scripture today, verse 18. I want to read this to you. It's up on the screen. It says this: for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who believe, it is the power of God. To us who believe, it is the power of God. Amen. I want to preach a simple message to you today, titled this, All for You. All for You. Will you pray with me? God, I love You. And I thank You, Father, for this opportunity that we have to come into Your house. I thank You for Your sweet Holy Spirit, God, Your presence in this place today, Father. And I just pray, God, that You would hide me behind Your cross. God, let everything that I say today be of You, nothing more, nothing less. Let it pierce the hearts of this congregation today, that we would not just be hearers of Your word, but doers. And God, I pray this prayer all the time, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. God, I don't want a single one of us today, myself included, to leave this house the same way we walked in. And I'll be quick to give You all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, high five three or four people and let them know how awesome it is to have them at Easter. How many of y'all know Jesus accomplished so much by His death, His burial, His resurrection? You see, so many times you come into an Easter service and you hear a salvation message preached. And I'm going to preach a salvation message today, but I want you to understand that Jesus accomplished more than just purchasing your salvation on the cross. How many of y'all knew that? See, Jesus paid for us not only to have salvation. Praise God that if you're saved. Praise God if you're on your way to heaven. Praise God if you don't have to die an eternal death in the pits of hell. Praise God that you get to live eternally in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But think about this. Jesus also purchased our power. Jesus also purchased authority. Jesus also purchased victory. Jesus purchased freedom on the cross of Calvary. Because it's foolishness to those who hadn't experienced it. It sounds crazy to those who haven't really experienced the power of the cross, but to us who are being saved, the Bible says it's the power of God. As a matter of fact, 800 years before Jesus was crucified, Isaiah prophesied about it. He saw it. He envisioned every single wound that Jesus would endure. As a matter of fact, it says this in Isaiah 53, verse 5. It's a very famous verse of Scripture. It says this: but He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brings us peace was upon Him, and by his wounds we are healed. See, I want you to know that the message of the cross today is so much more than just thank God I'm on my way to heaven. The message of the cross today is victory. The message of the cross today is healing. The message of the cross today is freedom. I've come to bring a message of freedom today. Those are really the verse that I just read, the four wounds of the crucifixion that Jesus endured that Isaiah is envisioning. And here's the main point today. I got one really main point. If you don't hear anything else I say today, hear this. Take this away from this service. These are not just things, these four things that Isaiah prophesied about. These four things are not just things that happened to Jesus. These are things that happen for you. Because you come into an Easter service, and you know what? We're thankful that Jesus endured our punishment. We're thankful that Jesus went through all. Thank you, Jesus, that you bled. Thank you, Jesus, that you did this. Thank you, Jesus, that you rose again. But I want you to understand something. He had you on his mind. He had you on his mind with every single punishment that he went through. It was all for you. I actually want to give these to you in chronological order. The first thing that Jesus went through after he was put on trial, they sentenced him to the whipping post. And the Roman soldiers, they would use this whip called the cat of nine tails. How many of y'all are familiar with what I'm talking about? And this whip had nine braided leather cords on it. And in those leather cords would be sharp pieces of glass, sharp pieces of rock, sharp pieces of metal all braided into this. And the maximum punishment that they were allowed to sentence anyone to was 39 lashes. And Jesus endured 13 across the left shoulder, 13 across the right shoulder, and 13 down the spine. But I want you to understand something about this. Not only is this a whipping like what we're used to envisioning today, but these sharp pieces that was embroidered into these leather tails, if you will, every time Jesus was whipped, they would stick into his flesh. And they didn't just pull it straight out. What they would do is they would whip him, and when the cat of nine tails would stick into him, they would jerk it down, ripping his flesh with all 39 lashes. I want you to understand something today. The whip represents freedom in your body. Isaiah prophesied about it, that by his wounds, we are healed. You see, the message of the cross is power to those who are being saved. Not only is it power for salvation, but it's power for your healing today. I want somebody to know that Jesus is still healing. My Jesus still has the power to heal. 1 Peter 2 and 24 says this, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, there it is, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. But it goes on to say this, by his wounds you have been healed. I want somebody to praise God today that you've been healed, set free, delivered, not just in your spirit, but in your physical body. Then they did something that they normally wouldn't do. How many of y'all know Jesus didn't endure a fair trial? They took him to a place called a praetorium. And this is a tent of a praetor or a Roman officer or leader. And they took him there before people, and they really put him before everybody to mock him and to ridicule him and to make fun of him. They stripped him of his clothes. Keep in mind, these are not just things that happened to Jesus. They happen what? For you. All that Jesus did was for you. They stripped him of his clothes. They put a scarlet robe or a purple robe on him to really make fun of him that he proclaimed to be king of the Jews. And then they did something very unusual. They took thorn branches with 2-inch thorns on them, and they wove them into a circle crown, and they forced it down onto his head to where the thorns literally pierced his skull. It caused so much blood to pour out of his head, but not only did it cause the blood to pour from his head, it would literally restrict the blood flow to his brain. causing immense, intense pressure like you've never imagined in your life. You see, I want you to understand something. Isaiah prophesied about this. Isaiah saw this. The thorns represent freedom in your mind. The thorns represent freedom in your mind. Isaiah said the punishment that brought us peace fell upon him. As a matter of fact, I want you to understand, as he took the crown of thorns on his head, he was paying for your peace. He was purchasing your peace. As a matter of fact, John 14, 27 words it like this. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. The type of peace that Jesus has to give is peace that the world cannot take away. See, the world's peace is based on my circumstances. If I've got a good day, I'm at peace. If I've got a bad day, Lord help me. Amen? That's the peace that the world preaches, that your peace in your mind is based, and your freedom in your mind and your thoughts is based on the circumstances that surround you. But Jesus said, my peace that I have purchased, my peace that I leave with you, I don't give it to you as the world gives it. I give it to you that on the mountain day, on your best day, is with you. On your lowest day, in the valley, is still with you. As a matter of fact, the Bible says it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. The message of the cross was foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. It's the peace that surpasses all understanding. They don't comprehend it. They don't understand it. That when you go through a tragedy, you can still have peace. That when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you can still have peace, because the peace that Jesus gives, it never leaves you. Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. As a matter of fact, I love Isaiah 26 and 3. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose what? Mind is fixed on you. I want somebody to understand you need to fix your mind on Jesus today. I know that's a little pointing your finger, but don't take it that way. Fix your mind on Jesus. The enemy wants to fix your mind on all your circumstances. The enemy wants to fix your mind on how terrible things are. The enemy wants to fix your mind on all the trouble. The enemy's job is to steal, to kill, and destroy. The enemy wants to take your life. The enemy wants to take your freedom. The enemy wants to take your family. The enemy wants to take your children. But Jesus bled and died for your salvation, and he bled and died to purchase your peace, your freedom in your mind. Somebody needs to quit letting the enemy torment your mind today. Plead the blood. Of course, they would take him from there, and they would force prisoners to carry their own cross up Golgotha's hill. And this is where they would nail them. They would nail Jesus to the cross here. And they would lay him on the cross, on the ground. They would stretch out his arms and they would put one nail in each wrist. But then what they would do is they would get a little bend in the knees. And they would cross the legs and they would put one nail in his ankles, in his feet. And see what happened when they would lift up the cross. All of the body weight would be hanging on those nails, those positions, and he could not even inhale without pushing up a little bit on the nail that was driven through his feet. And he would breathe in, and with every exhale, he would slide the back, would slide down the rough, splintery cross, and splinters literally going into his back. Keep in mind, it didn't just happen to Jesus, it happened for you. They lifted him up. While they were mocking him, while they were ridiculing him, he was loving them. While they were shouting at him and spitting on him, he was loving them. Praying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You see, your hands are everywhere, or your hands is everything you've ever done. Everything that you've ever done is represented in your hands. Your feet is everywhere you've ever gone. The nails represent freedom in your hands. Freedom in your hands. Isaiah prophesied it this way. He was pierced for our transgressions. All of my trespasses, everything that I've ever done, everything that I've ever done against God, everything that I've ever went, everywhere I've ever gone to grieve the Holy Spirit, those places that I've never should have gone, those sins I should have never committed, those words that I should have never said, he was pierced for every transgression. It didn't just happen to him, it happened for you. He not only forgives sins and trespasses, but he also forgets them. Can I tell you that's how my God is? Hebrews 8 and 12 says this, "For I will forgive their wickedness and I will remember their sins no more." See, the awesome thing about Jesus is he cast our sins as far as the east is from the west. Sometimes it's so easy to ask Jesus for forgiveness, but you know what? It's so hard sometimes. It's hard to forgive what? Forgive yourself. That's why my Jesus, guess what? He not only cast your sins as far as the east is from the west, but he allows you to forgive yourself. Amen. Pastor, what do you mean by this? Hebrews 9 and 14. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify your consciousness from the sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. Sometimes you come into God's house and all the enemy wants to do is throw up your past in your face. The enemy wants to tell you how shameful you should be and how you don't even have the right to come into God's house. How dare you even enter into God's house? But I'm going to tell you, I'm proclaiming the promise of the Word of God this morning that not only are my sins cast as far as the east is from the west, the power of the blood of Jesus has the power to clean my consciousness this morning, and I can boldly enter the presence of God with my hands held high in worship. Because he did it all for you. He did it all for me. Finally, on the ninth hour, Jesus breathed his last breath. And the Roman soldiers, they wanted to make sure that Jesus was dead, so they took a spear. The Bible says they pierced his side, up under his rib cage, I guess this side, into his heart. Pastor Brandon alluded to it earlier in service. Blood and water came gushing from his side. I want you to understand this. The spear represents freedom in your heart. It wasn't just happening to Jesus. It was happening for you. As that spear was going into his heart, he was purchasing the freedom in your heart. Isaiah worded it this way, he was crushed for our iniquities. I looked up that word iniquity and here's what it means. It means immoral or grossly unfair behavior. Immoral or grossly unfair behavior. And here's the thing. Many of you are thinking, well, praise God, he paid that I can be set free from my immoral and grossly unfair behavior. Yes, he did. But I also want you to see the flip side of the coin as well, because undoubtedly there's people under the sound of my voice, there's been some immoral, grossly unfair behavior that others have committed toward you. Words that's been spoken to you. Things that's been done to you. By people that you trust. I've always said this, church hurt is the worst hurt. And people have developed a view of Jesus and developed a view of God based off of what people have done to them or said to them. But I want you to understand something this morning. Jesus didn't just pay for your salvation. He paid for freedom in your heart. Freedom from everything that's ever been said to you. Freedom from everything that's ever been done to you. I'm not minimizing what's been said to you. I'm not minimizing what's been done to you. Were those things okay? No, they wasn't okay. Should they have been done? No, they shouldn't have been done. But even though they were done, it doesn't mean you have to be held captive to those things any longer, because Jesus paid the price to set you free from every iniquity that you have ever committed or that has ever been committed to you. As a matter of fact, God's word says it this way in Psalms 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted, and he binds up their wounds. Every wound that you're carrying, every wound that you have, Jesus has the power to heal, to bind those up. I don't know what you came in this house carrying today, but here's one thing I do know. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus to bring complete freedom to any area of your life. Any area, not just set your soul free, not just restore your spirit, but to bring freedom in your mind, to bring freedom in your hands, to bring freedom in your feet, to bring freedom in your physical body, to bring freedom from all of your anxiety, all your guilt, all your shame. You see, this today, salvation has been bought and paid for. But not only has salvation been bought and paid for, your healing has been paid for. Your peace has been paid for. Forgiveness and freedom is in the house today. I want to declare today the enemy has been defeated. Death no longer has a hold on me. Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, but sin has been defeated by the blood of Jesus. Now it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives within me. Because he has overcome, I can overcome. Come on, somebody, give him praise. Stand to your feet in this house. Praise God. This scripture right here, closing with this, is really the crescendo to the whole message. Y'all ready? My Pentecostal worshipers ready in the house? Praise God. See, you stepped into a Pentecostal church today, whether you know it or not, okay? I can't come to an Easter service, preach on the cross, preach on Jesus dying, preach on Jesus being buried, without preaching on Jesus being resurrected. I can't do it. We don't serve a dead God, we serve a living God. God's not dead. I want to read to you 1 Peter chapter 1, 3 through 5. Here it is. Blessed be the God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy, how many of y'all know God is full of abundant mercy, his goodness, he has begotten us again to the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have a living hope today. Our hope is alive. His name is Jesus. To an inheritance incorruptible, meaning you have an inheritance today that nobody can take away from you. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have an inheritance in heaven, not corruptible, meaning it's not going to pass away. It's undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved for you in heaven. And verse 5 is where I want to focus. Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You know how to activate everything that I talked about today? By faith. You know how to receive salvation today? By faith. You know how to receive healing today? By faith. You know how to receive freedom in your mind? By faith. You know how to receive freedom from everything you've ever done? By faith. By faith, I am saved through the grace of God. Come on, somebody, he is good. One of three things is about to take place. And only these three things. This is an important time. Please, nobody moving around just for a moment. See, every aspect of the service today, every part of the service has been leading up to this moment. This is the most important moment. We do altar calls around here. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it as simple as possible for you today. We've got all hands on deck for Easter. So every single one of our altar team members that's here today, there's going to be some up front. They're going to be up and down the aisles too. So if you need prayer today, in just a moment, what I'm going to ask you to do, you can come up front or you can just step out of your seat into one of the aisles and just wave your hand, get one of the attentions of the altar team, and they'll pray with you. So one of three things. Number one, so there's going to be an altar team. They're going to be here to pray with you. They're not going to make you do anything you don't want to do, okay? People come into a Pentecostal church and they get weirded out sometimes. They're just going to simply ask you your name. They're going to ask you, what can I pray for you about today? That's it. And then they're going to pray with you. Number two, this worship team is going to lift up praise and worship off this platform because I believe that when you lift up praise, there is an atmosphere of freedom in the house. There is an atmosphere of freedom. The Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The atmosphere begins to change with praise. Number three, you're going to be given an opportunity to respond. That's the most important. If you don't respond to this, you might leave here the same way you walked in. But my prayer every single Sunday is I don't want a single person to leave here the same way they walked in. If you need salvation, it's here. If you need freedom, it's here. If you need healing, it's here. If you need deliverance, it's here. I'm going to pray, and as soon as I say amen, these altars are open. Are y'all ready? I believe that victory is in the house today. I believe freedom's in the house today. You believe that? Amen. Let's pray. God, I love you, and I praise you for who you are, and I thank you, God, for this opportunity right now, God, to come before you, God. And Lord, I've preached the word that you laid on my heart today. And I pray, God, that you would take it and do that only you can do, God. It's out of my hands. It's out of my control. I pray from the front to the back, God. Move as only you can, God. And I'll give you the praise. I'll give you the glory. And I'll give you the honor for everything that's accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by today's message. Make sure to subscribe to stay up to date with our most recent episodes. To find out more, visit us at forwardchurchonline.com. There you can connect with us, learn more about our ministries, and submit any prayer requests you may have. We hope you join us again soon.